Joe McKenzie on radio now, and I want to talk about chore play. Ever heard of it? I got to be honest, until recently, I never knew chore play was a thing. I mean, well, McKenzie, why don't you break it down?
Catchy, though, right?
It's chore very. Play? I think people are going to like this.
I mean, it is what it sounds like instead of foreplay. Chore play, when your significant other does things possibly around the house or off their honey to-do list, and it really gets you going, turns you on.
Woo!
I'm telling you, that is such, I think it is a turn-on.
Now, I don't know everything that it does for my wife, but I think my wife really is into chore play, and she's never told me this. Like, we haven't discussed this part of our relationship, but when I do things in the household, certain things, it just does things to her that makes her feel a whole nother way.
Yeah, that's right, especially, like, without being asked to do things.
Yes, yeah. And a lot of times, though, too, I don't want to ruin the mood for her, but when I do something that she's not expecting, it's probably because I'm tired of seeing it that way, and I clean it up. She's like, oh, thank you so much for putting the dishes in the dishwasher. And like, that's her job. My job is to put them away. But I'm like, they've been sitting there. I can't take it. So I'm just going to go put them in there now. And she's like, I really appreciate that you did that.
Yeah, exactly. See, chore play. It works every time.
833-563-2539. Anybody else having a little chore play in their life when their significant other does something around the house? You're like, ooh, you're making me feel a certain kind of way.
Especially busy mommies who have no time to themselves. Maybe if you have like three kids. And maybe if your man's like, hey, I got him this morning. Go to Starbucks, grab yourself a latte. Go to Target by yourself. That's
ooh.
Hot.
Now, Liv the Web Girl.
So hot.
We were talking about this, and I feel like you're the complete opposite. You have no chore play in your life.
I don't know. I feel like it's kind of opposite. Like if I'm chilling at my boyfriend's house and I decide to like unload his and his roommate's like dishwasher, or if I like load their dishwasher, or I like clean up their kitchen, or I vacuum, I think like Jewel Daddy, my boyfriend, is like, oh my gosh, you're the sexiest person on the planet. Like he really, really vibes with it. I could care less.
If he takes out the trash or something,
doesn't affect me. But we're very opposite in that sense. Is like he is very obsessed and very particular about like cleaning and the way his house looks and things like that. Whereas like I'm like, yeah, that's cool, but like it just does nothing for
no
me.
Chore play. But what if it's something you really, really don't want to do? Like get gas when it's like crappy outside, or like did he bring you Starbucks yesterday?
I don't think anything he does.
No, he didn't bring me Starbucks because I arrived like right before he did. So he was running really late.
I just think anything that he does for Liv does not like make her excited. Like, I feel like it's really tough to be her boyfriend. It's like,
no,
oh, okay.
It's the opposite. I'm excited just by anything. Like when he calls me, I'm like, ooh, look at you calling me. Like I'm excited over anything he does. But, like, that's just not one of them. Like, I'd rather him, like, you know, write me a cute note or something. I feel like also this has to do with, like, are you a words of affirmation person? Are you an acts of service person? Because acts of service people, they would love stuff like that. But I'm not an acts of service person, so I don't really care.
Chops, with you and Hostage Boy, how does that go? Is there any chore play in your life?
I wish there was a little more.
What do you mean?
There's some.
You sound so sad.
Like, you know,
I know, this is a rough subject.
No, it's just because, I mean, we're both really busy. He's got two jobs. He works like every day, all the day. I've got two jobs where I work every day, all the day. And I don't know. I just wish there was more chore play, you know?
Yeah.
And that could go for
the
other thing.
Do you just mean good old foreplay or you mean actual chore play?
No, I meant chore play. But
so you want basically your boyfriend to do more chores?
And me too.
And both of you guys. Because I remember when you guys first started dating, you're like, it's amazing. I come home and the entire place is clean. Like, he cleans every single day. He cooks for me. Like, he does all of these things for me. Is he still doing stuff like that?
Well, of course not. Because like I just said, like, he's now working as much as I do. Like, he works his, like, doubles every day.
Do you want him to quit his job to get back to the chore play?
No.
No. Remember, does he still cook you meals? Because I thought that was very sweet.
Yes. But it's like a lot of pasta now. But it's just because that's easy.
You know? I feel like you guys kind of go out a lot, too. You guys hit up, like, some fast food.
Once again, we both work 12-hour days
I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying...
Yes.
Now, as we wrap it up with the chore play theme, when your guy, Hostage Boy, does it, what is the hottest thing? If it's you coming home and you see he's there by the sink, a little bit of water splashed everywhere, just kind of scrubbing really hard on those dishes. There might be a little sweat on his brow.
Yeah.
But they're getting squeaky clean.
Yeah, I love that.
Or maybe he's vacuuming. He's like, oh, I got to reach under the couch. I guess I'll have to bend over. I mean, like, what is it for you, Chaz?
No, you got it right, man. The sink. If he's at the sink and he's putting those dishes away, I love that. You're into it.
Yeah. There you go. So if you want some extra brownie points, you want a little something, chore play.
Get it on. Do your thing.